Think how many times a small tip or the nudge of an idea saves you some cash or maybe ups your cooking game. Well, every week we get those tips and nudges when we talk with the pros at America's Test Kitchen. This week, it's Lisa McManus. Lisa heads up the equipment testing and ingredient tastings for America's Test Kitchen. Hey, Lisa, it's good to have you back with us.
It's great to be here.
Okay, so what's the latest merciless testing that you're doing?
This time, we have just tested muffin tins, and we tested 10 different brands.
So what were you looking for?
Well, we were really looking for what makes the difference between, can the pan make a difference to the muffin that you get, even if you use the same recipe, same ingredients, same oven, same cooking time. And we found that it really makes a huge difference. You know, sometimes you can get a muffin that looks like a cone on top, or it doesn't rise much at all. It looks really squat, and sometimes they come out too dark, or sometimes they come out too light. We really wanted to get to the bottom of that because we want your muffins to come out perfect, you know, tall, well-shaped, a good dome on the top, nice browning because that's flavorful, but not too much browning. And we want it to work every single time. So we looked at 10 different muffin tins and really went out of our way to make a lot of different muffins. We made basic muffins. We made cupcakes. We also made muffin tin frittatas because we really wanted to get at, you know, are some of these better for some things than others?
Yeah.
The recipes that call for you to do different things, like maybe rotate the pan in the oven, is that going to be easier or harder with some of these? And what did the final baked goods look like and taste like?
So what was the outcome? I guess what we really want to know is who won?
Well, what won was really interesting. It was a gold-colored nonstick pan by OXO. It's the OXO Good Grips Nonstick Pro 12-Cup Muffin Pan. It's about $25. And what we really liked about it were a few traits that we really found were useful across the board. I mean, for one thing, the nonstick coating. We didn't want muffins and things to stick in there. When you turn that over or you want to lift it out, you don't want it to break and leave some behind.
Right.
Well, we had, you know, we had 10 muffin tins, and one of them we chose as not a nonstick. It had this finish that looked like snakeskin, and it was supposed to help with the release. It kind of did, but it kind of didn't. And we just thought, forget it. We really like a nonstick coating. And then we really wanted ones that had, we discovered, a rim all the way around the all four sides that extends out beyond those muffin cups, so that when you're reaching in with a pot holder, you're not sticking your thumb right into a muffin or cupcake that you just baked, or into the batter on the way into the oven, or when you're going to rotate it in the oven, because we find that ovens heat much more in the back than they do in the front. They lose some heat through the door area. So by rotating, you get a more even bake across the sheet. But if they only have a little skimpy handle on one side, you had to reach all the way into the oven and turn it, and that was just too much. So we love this particular one because it has a broad rim on all four sides.
I see a lot of this gold-colored nonstick cookware out there. What is it about that particular coating?
Well, that was the third trait that really made a difference, was the color of the pan. And that was really the most interesting because, you know, some of these were a light silver color. We had three that were gold or bronze, three that were light or kind of medium silver, and four that were that classic dark nonstick, that charcoal gray color that you always see. Now, what we found was that the dark color ones would bake a little faster. The muffins would set on the edges where they contacted the pan, and then the middle would keep rising. So you get what looks like a little volcanic cone, you know, they erupt in the middle. And you get that funny-looking shape, and sometimes kind of squat shape because they set before they could really rise. The light-colored ones gave us light-colored baked goods. The gold ones hit that sort of sweet spot in the middle, that Goldilocks, not too much, not too little, beautiful golden brown. So we really, the top three in our testing were all bronze or gold-colored. And the bottom ones were pretty much darker, and then that one that was not nonstick.
So OXO was your first pick. What are the other two?
The second was Williams-Sonoma Gold Touch. That was the first brand that really came out with these gold-colored nonstick. And we have in the past really liked other pans that they make, like their loaf pan or round cake pans that give us a nice color on our baked goods. And we wondered, well, would that carry through to muffin tins? And it did. Mm-hmm. But we liked the design of the OXO a little bit more because it had that rim on all four sides for easy grabbing. And the third place was a bronze-colored one by Anilon, so called the Anilon Advanced Bronze Bakeware. It's a little darker than the other two, had little funky handles that weren't quite as good as that nice broad rim, but it's a pretty good pan for the browning and the right kind of rise.
So, Lisa, did you discover a reason why the gold worked better?
Yeah, we did, actually. We looked at the way heat works in an oven. And it radiates out in waves. And when the waves hit a pan, its atoms and molecules move faster, and that heats everything up. But different materials absorb heat waves at different rates. In general, darker objects absorb more heat waves than lighter objects, because the lighter objects reflect some of those waves. And now you've probably experienced this when you're wearing dark clothing on a sunny day versus a white blouse or something, where it will feel cooler because the lighter fabric is actually reflecting back some of those waves and absorbing less heat.
So the gold isn't too light and it isn't too dark.
That's right.
Really interesting. So we'll go for the gold. And thank you.
Anytime.
Lisa McManus heads up the equipment testing and ingredient tastings for America's Test Kitchen. Now try out that nonstick with their recipe for savory corn muffins. Find it on the website, splendidtable.org.